Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler steps in when we come back right after this.
It's cattle deworming time, and I'm so psyched about using Cydectin injectable that I wrote y'all a little rap ditty. Only twice a year you'll be needing this unique and effective mix. It's proven to be long-lasting, so your herd is always first pick. A quick and effective shot will do the trick. It's all you need to do the deed, so get injectin with Cydectin. Get injectin with Cydectin. The cattle's all a-mooing. The dung beetles are not phased. Greener pastures are a-stewing. Making Cydectin all the craze. A quick and effective shot will do the trick. It's all you need to do the deed. So get injectin with Cydectin. Get injectin with Cydectin.
To learn more about Cydectin injectable and its short withholding time and its numerous benefits, talk to your veterinarian or Boehringer Ingelheim VetMedica Inc. representative today. Do not treat cattle within 21 days of slaughter. Do not use in female dairy cattle breeding age, veal calves, or calves less than 8 weeks of age.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. Tom, let's kick things off with a check on the cattle futures of livestock. How did the livestock fare yesterday?
Unfortunately, Dave, fared to the downside. We had mostly negative trading, and we had negative closes, with some contracts having triple-digit losses yesterday in the live cattle and the feeder cattle. Now, this market did not have any news to help really spur it one way or the other, and I think the lack of positive news also weighed on this market and, unfortunately, could weigh on the cash market later on this week. And we saw choice box beef down $1.21, selects down $2.20. We also saw the cash feeder index 40 cents lower, and the cattle kill come in at 111,000 head. Now, the lean hogs also closed negative yesterday with the February contract making a new contract low for the third time over the past four trading sessions. On the close yesterday, December cattle lost $1.45, November feeders $1.62, and December lean hogs were unchanged.
We're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up this Friday, November 6th. It'll be happening live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction starts at 8 a.m. 26,000 head to be offered this week, including 4,000 yearling steers, 2,000 yearling heifers, about 15,000 weaned calves, and 2,800 calves on cows. For more information, you can contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 or go to their website, SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, Tom, let's check out these grain futures and ended up with a real nice grain, at least a real nice day, at least for the wheat and the corn yesterday.
That's right, Dave. The wheat and the corn is where the strength was yesterday. They managed to close positive, while with some help from mainly technicals and fundamentals. Let me try to say that again. With help from technical and fund buying is what really spurred the upside in the wheat and the corn. The soybeans and the soybean meal futures, on the other hand, were unable to hold early session upside, and they closed mostly on the negative side. Now, there was not a lot of fresh news yesterday to go along with this market, and overnight we have not really found any real fresh news, as trading overnight has been on the mixed side, and the trading volume has been very light, some of the lightest volume we've seen in a long time. December KC wheat currently is trading 3¾ cents lower. December corn's down 2¼ cents. January soybeans are trading 3 cents higher. December cotton's up 10 points. December crude oil is 2 cents higher. December dollar index is 20 cents higher. And December Dow Jones futures are up 45 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, then call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time here today. We'll check in with you again on Thursday. Now, that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.